have Gary Pearson joining us this morning, the president and CEO of the North Platte Chamber and Development Corporation. Gary, good to have you in the studio again.
Always good to be here, Tristan. Thank you.
Gary, you survived Nebraska Land Days.
Yes.
How did it go?
Oh, it was just awesome. I mean, kudos to all the volunteers involved in this, and the community pulled off and hit a home run. You know, wonderful concerts, Mother Nature cooperated.
Mm-hmm. Great. You called
rodeo.
In a few favors from Mother Nature.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have any influence on that. Can you imagine?
But weather did cooperate, which there was a little bit of a threat on that. So
yeah.
David must have had his lucky socks on.
Yeah, he and his, that board, I mean, you talk about a working group of superb volunteers, and David's leadership is just extraordinary, and the fact that they was able to rebook both mm-hmm. entertainers, you know, because so many people were looking forward to that, and it just, both concerts were just wonderful, great attendance, mm-hmm. I mean, holy smoke, is this community really steps forward and puts its best foot forward. And as we were talking off the air, you know, it's a great time to entertain people or show off North Platte and bring mm-hmm. them into the community and see what the spirit here is all about.
Absolutely. You get the real, authentic Lincoln County experience during that time, I feel.
You do. You're absolutely right.
Now, Gary, I invited you in the studio to preview some meetings coming up on mm-hmm. Monday, right? It's the Quality Growth Fund Committee?
Yep. Have two meetings on Monday at 10 o'clock at City Hall. One is the Northwestern Energy Economic Development Fund Committee, and the second one would be the Quality Growth Fund Committee.
So are the individuals on those boards separate then?
They're separate in nature. It's the way the city has it structured, that you take the Quality Growth Fund Committee and add a Northwestern Energy representative. It's usually the regional manager that sits on that committee. They obviously don't meet as often, but mm-hmm. years and years ago, they, through the cooperation with the city, they implemented a really small surcharge on customer bills for economic development purposes.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times project development and trying to tout a community, you've got to have incentive funding to, mm-hmm. to be able to do that at times. So there's a little bit of a nest egg that's built up over time. It's only been used on a couple projects in recent times. And so that's very helpful when you have major projects come forward. And
mm-hmm.
so I threw this idea out on, at them early on if this is the type of project that they would embrace and think that it was, you know, could submit an application and be considered for, and they gave the green light to have that happen. So it's a sustainable beef project.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting to the point where they've got to do some real serious engineering and architectural design and some pre-planning and professional services and those kind of things to move it to the next level. So there's about $10 million in cost associated with that. So they are making a request to assist with those costs, $500,000 from the Northwest Energy Fund and then $500,000 from the Quality Growth Fund.
Okay.
And as we all know, the end goal here is then to launch a $325 million project that potentially is going to create 875 direct jobs and over 1,000 ancillary jobs for support, business, and industry that mm-hmm. will come as a result of that project.
And estimated economic impact north of $1 billion, too.
Yes, and that's according to Ernie Goss, a nationally known economist out of Creighton University.
Right here in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, and Ernie is very, very well thought of nationally, and, mm-hmm. and he usually nails it when it comes to economic impact. And so it just is going to have such a ripple effect through the community as far as helping local farmers and ranchers, great jobs. I mean, average line worker is going to make $50,000 plus with great benefits, and it's really going to give us an opportunity to step our economy up a notch
mm-hmm.
here, and that's what we work on, you know, all the time is to be able to accomplish something like that. And then the second part of the agenda for the Quality Growth Fund is funding for the rail park.
Okay.
And, of course, we touted that all during the campaign when we were trying to get the fund renewed. And that was tough during a pandemic time.
Oh, sure.
You know, to get people to step up and say, hey, this is still a very important program that the community has to have if we're going to compete economically. So it's a 10-year program. So what we've asked is $200,000. Every year for 10 years, about $2 million.
That's renewed now through 2030 then?
Correct.
Okay.
And what we would do is parlay that into a leverage for the grant funding that's being provided by LB 40 through the Nebraska legislature that Senator Groney introduced. Mm-hmm. So that funding is in place now. It becomes law later this summer. And then the applications will be designed and launched by the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. We want to be as prepared as possible.
Sure.
Identifying local resources that we can use as match money because we can leverage that pretty greatly. First $2.5 million of development costs, you can get a 2-to-1 match, state funds to local match. And then after $2.5 million, up to $30 million, you can get up to 5-to-1 match. So it's a great opportunity for the community, and the way the law is written, it's kind of like first come, first serve. So we obviously have been working very feverishly behind the scenes with our rail park consultant and with Village of Hershey and North Platte officials to Union Pacific officials to lay the plan of action out as well as the design. Talk to the Union Pacific Industrial Development Director yesterday just to touch base on the rail access approval process. And so he'll help coach us through that, and I'll get that extensive application done and completed and filed with them. And so I think we've got a legitimate shot to make this thing happen. Just since the time we've been talking about it, it's just unbelievable how many business prospects we've been able to now communicate with and provide proposals to that because we will have rail access, which mm-hmm. we never had before. In fact, earlier this week, we had a company in out of Iowa that was very okay. interested in it and has a very unique product that's ag-based that
another natural extension of our economy then?
Absolutely. You okay. know, it's just, it's an untapped resource, value-added ag in this area. And it's really what we're all about. That's mm-hmm. our staple resource, our staple economy that makes things happen in Lincoln County. And so, and our entire region for that matter. So these two projects really have an opportunity to not only help agriculture, our farm ranch community, but the business community, employees, people who feel they're underemployed, you know, have opportunities for some really well-paid jobs. We'll be able to recruit new folks in here. It'll help us recruit housing developers. You know, we got some great local builders that try to do, you know, what they can
yep.
in building
yep.
housing, but we
and that's great and appreciated, but
yeah,
just
but
kinda
we lack
more.
Yeah, we lack that volume builder, you know. So to attract a volume builder, you really need to take some of the guesswork out of it and the risk factor. So we're working on those things behind the scenes as well as a multitude of other things. Just want to quickly. Also, got some other things quickly coming up this Friday night, the Ambassador Patron Party.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so they've had to move that. It's usually in the spring of the year, but the pandemic really messed it up last year. And, mm-hmm. and then, of course, altered the timeline this year. So that's going to be held out at the Nebraska Land Days Arena.
Good.
Under the pavilion area there, and David Fudge again is involved in that, and our ambassadors, what a tremendous working group they are, and they've just, you know, had to pivot as Robbie Stefka, who's kind of heading that committee up, would say, just to try to make it all work. But we're getting close to 200 tickets that have been sold.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
so
awesome.
It'll be a really nice crowd there, but you can call the chamber today, or any ambassador, you can still get a ticket. So, and then Monday, Or Tuesday, we have a groundbreaking on the West A and Lakeview apartments.
Oh, awesome.
Big deal. Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley is coming out to celebrate that, as well as the Director of Housing for the Department of Economic Development. And then we'll have a ribbon cutting on the Pacific Place apartments. Two projects that were part of the Rural Workforce Housing Fund, our mm-hmm. Shot in the Arm program. And I believe two of the largest projects the state has ever had that participated in that Rural Workforce Housing Fund project. But there's $7 million of investment being made by the developers involved in those two projects as DP management on the 80 unit apartment complex over at West A and Lakeview, and then it was the Schultz development, Perry Reed. Perry Reed's based out of Lincoln, and Mark Schultz is a local developer here, partnered up on Pacific Place, 48 units there, already getting tenants in some of the apartments, so people have an opportunity to see them if they'd like to come out. One's at 10 o'clock. That's the first one at West A and Lakeview, the groundbreaking. Had to be delayed again, of course, because of COVID, but yeah. But the construction is underway there.
Awesome.
And from what we understand, West A is under construction right now, but will be open by then. And then Pacific Place Apartments, not too far from there. So that's at 11:15. So a back-to-back deals, and Lieutenant, it's a real honor to have Lieutenant Governor out.
Yeah,
so.
Good person.
Yeah.
Again, we have Gary Pearson joining us, President and CEO of the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. And Gary, I want to talk about the rail park here a little bit more.
Sure.
How long have you been the president of the chamber?
Be 6 years this fall.
And you're coming on 6 years. We've tried to have rail access for years. Throughout your 6 years, I know that's been an attempt. Even before you and I were here in North Platte, there was attempts by the city and the chamber to get rail access. The way that I've put it to people is UP used to turn you away. They'd give you a hard no. A few years ago, they told you and retired Mayor Dwight Livingston, let's have a conversation about it. And look what that conversation's turned into now.
Yeah. It's something when I was kind of spoiled when I came here, because I came from a community that had a great rail park. And we actually were tied in the Union Pacific and Burlington Northern both. And so I knew how important it was to industry. And we had a lot of successes recruiting small industry in there. And so I came to North Platte. Of course, your perception is Bailey Yards here. You know, what a wonderful opportunity to access rail. But quite opposite, just because of the congestion and everything. I mean,
sure.
It's a wonderful asset.
Yep.
I mean, we never trade a Bailey Yard
for
any
anything.
Kind of a rail park. Absolutely not.
But it's tricky.
But it caused a situation where in Lincoln County, you just couldn't have rail access because of the way you couldn't slow down the traffic on the main line, and it didn't make any sense at that point. But once Union Pacific went to the precision scheduling and a little more automation on movement of trains and everything, I challenged them to open that door, and I had a really good working relationship with the CEO, the president of the company, as well as the chief operating officer, Lance Fritz and Scott Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a number of conversations, and I was able to serve on the governor's blueprint committee, which they were on, and we were able to talk in more detail about it. And so that just kept the ball moving forward. And we identified an ideal location we felt would work for them, work for us, and that was over near Hershey, where the Greenbrier Rail Services formerly was. And
mm-hmm.
of course, they were a victim of COVID, and they closed the facility. So we worked with Dennis Steffes, a landowner over there,
mm-hmm.
very gracious guy.
Good and Lincoln County family.
Yeah, and he wanted to see the Lincoln County area be able to step up economically, and so we entered into a purchase contract with the property that he owns in that general vicinity, and been wonderful to work with throughout the duration of this. Village of Hershey, Tom Wolfgang is the mayor of Hershey, chairman of their village board, and their whole village board just been awesome to work with. And
that's an area that you represent as well, I want to bring
well,
up.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
That falls in your jurisdiction.
Yeah, North Platte area is mm-hmm. what we are. And, of course, Lincoln County is one of our key partners mm-hmm. in our economic development efforts. And so, we try to, we weren't successful in pulling off the chicken project, the egg production project, but we work with the Village of Brady very closely there. And then historically, when the ethanol plant and the Gerald Gentleman were developed over near the Sutherland area. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chamber of Development was very involved there. So, you know, it's a regional effort. We're all on Absolutely. The same team. We're all in their school systems. Their communities are obviously very dependent on success that North Platte has mm-hmm. in growing its economy.
And they're wonderful school systems as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so people have a lot of choices in our area when it comes to that. But to sustain all that, you really need to continually develop, grow, and nurture your economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two wonderful opportunities. I mean, I think both of these are real game changers. I've said this on the record, I think you could work on economic development for the next 50 to 100 years. You're never going to have an opportunity to have a project that would have the type of impact the Sustainable Beef Project would have. It's such a natural outgrowth of our economy, what we are, what we've always been. It's cattle country,
mm-hmm.
And when you can have that value added with Nebraska ranchers directly involved in the ownership and the production of this, and that comes right directly back to benefit those producers.
A win-win.
Right. It helps them control a little bit of their own marketplace, where right now they're subject to the whim of whatever,
yeah.
you know. And so it's just, it's a great story, and we're just hoping we can get it to the starting gate and to the finish line. And certainly this request that's coming forth on Monday will help that come about. And then we anticipate them to bring their redevelopment plan to the Planning Commission in August and then City Council in September.
Awesome.
There's still an outside chance they could get some of the site preparation done yet this fall.
Great.
I know they're working on shoring up the financial package, getting the potential TIF bonds sold. They've really got some top-notch people involved in that. You know, you got several retired guys from the Cargill
mm-hmm.
who has done these kind of things all over the world, very bright people. David Briggs, who's run the Westco Cooperative out of Alliance, is the CEO of the company, and
mm-hmm.
he'll be making a presentation on Monday. And
awesome.
And the city is putting it on live stream.
Yep,
and
it'll be
and
on
YouTube,
the YouTube page for the Save
yep.
North Platte. And those meetings Monday are public. They're welcome to the public. You can attend virtually as well. And sustainable beef has become a hot topic, but we're not so much talking about the project itself as the funds for this project and
right.
allocating some of these funds,
right.
if I understand correctly.
Yeah, and I've asked Mayor Kelleher, because it is a city committee, both of them are city-appointed committees, that he preside over the meeting. Because we're the Chamber Development Corporation, historically, has always been the program administrator for Quality Growth Funds. Just because of my very close involvement with both of these projects, and I need to be part of answering questions or making a presentation as it comes to the rail park situation, it just is a better situation to have him be the presiding officer at it.
Sure.
And he does a great job.
I have been, and
that.
I've gone on the record to say, I've been blown away by how well Mayor Kelleher has done at presiding over
yeah.
these meetings.
Yeah,
we threw him into the fire.
Yes.
He's done
yeah.
a very good
yeah.
job.
And, of course, I'll tell you what, Brandon's the kind of person that he'd be out there trying to make these projects happen if they weren't, you know, already coming forward, because that's what the platform he ran on.
Yep.
You know, where North Platte's going to step its game up. We're going to do things a little different than we've done in the past, and we're going to try to our best to move the community forward. We all know, or we speculate, you know, when the census figures come out, it's going to show population dip once again. And so,
but we can change that by the next
census.
We
can change that. Absolutely, we can. We can change it quicker than that,
yep.
even.
Yep.
And we need to. You know, family sizes are smaller. That's
sure.
a lot of it.
It's part of life.
We went several years without really stepping up our game in housing. And that's why these other two housing projects we're going to celebrate mm-hmm. on Tuesday are critically important. There's 128 new apartments coming in. Then you got the mall being redeveloped, you know, and all the apartments coming in there.
We only have about two or three minutes left here, Gary, but while we have you in the studio, we've already talked about two of the big three. We need to talk about the other big development we have going on. We have three big things going on in our community right now. We've talked about Sustainable Beef LLC, talked about the rail park. That mall property, construction's underway, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. I was able to meet and visit with the new movie owner.
John.
John. And he's, boy, he's going to be really good for North Platte.
Oh,
and
yeah.
On that plan that they have, I saw pictures of a similar project they manage and own. And wow.
Are you excited to test out the movie theater?
Oh, you know it, man.
You and I are recliner professionals. We'll test them out for them.
There
we'll
you go.
We'll be the quality assurance squad.
So just, you know, that's so encouraging to see what's going on there. And it was a huge investment by these two young men involved.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Works.
Yeah, involved in this project to believe in our community. Mm-hmm. And, of course, sort of the community to step up and help provide some of those funding mechanisms possible. So exciting times.
Absolutely
in North Platte.
It is. I almost had to pinch myself when I saw construction at the mall. Were you about the same thought?
Well, I of course, I'm privy to a lot of things behind the scenes.
Sure.
But they wanted to send the right message the day after the vote that things were going to start rocking and rolling immediately.
Now.
You know, because, you know, as we all know, a lot of times you get projects at the starting gates announced, and then people will sit around and say, when's it ever going to happen? You know, so they wanted to send
the
no, man.
I almost felt like I was dreaming seeing it
yeah.
then, though. I mean, we knew it was going to happen, but actually seeing it, I mean, it's just, it's majestic in a lot of ways, I think.
Yeah, and there's some moving parts behind the scenes that people aren't privy to. I mean, they've been pretty open about some of the
they've
entities
been very
there were.
Transparent, as much as they can be.
Yeah, and so they're really doing the right things behind the scenes to make some pretty special things happen. And my gosh, it's just very, very exciting, and success breeds success. And,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you by the number of inquiries we get on a daily basis, North Platte's on fire right now. And,
good.
And we just hosted 10 people from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development last week.
Awesome.
These are new staff members, and we gave them a show when they were here in North Platte. So, you know, they've got that, you know, that this community's real. What's going on is absolutely real. We got this state chamber coming in with a forum. We got Leadership Nebraska group coming in. All that's happening in just the next couple
that's
weeks,
awesome.
Next month. So it's good stuff.
Absolutely. Our colleague and my good friend, Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Brunn, says that high tide raises all ships, and that's
he's
evident right.
right
now.
Yep, absolutely correct.
Gary, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you in the studio, and look forward to seeing you Monday when you help out with those meetings that are going to be at City Hall and on the city's YouTube page.
Thank you, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning. We'll wrap up the hour next on KODY.